Governor Jim Doyle's last full week in office begins today. Governor-elect Scott Walker is sworn in and takes over next Monday, January the 3rd. We will look ahead to the Walker administration next Monday in our state capitol report. We will also be carrying his inauguration live on the Ideas Network at noon next Monday. This week, we will look back at the Doyle years. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is coming up on 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Monday, December the 27th. What were the big accomplishments, or perhaps, in your mind, the failures of the Doyle administration? How did he do? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Our guest wrote a piece that appeared recently in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. It was a by-the-numbers look at Governor Doyle's 8 years. And Stephen Walters, who was the former Madison Bureau Chief for the Journal Sentinel and is the current senior producer for Wisconsin Eye, joins us with a look back in our studio this morning. Good morning.
Joy, good morning. Thanks for asking me in.
Yeah, why a by-the-numbers look at the Doyle administration?
I just think it's a very helpful way to for taxpayers to judge the changes under Jim Doyle's 8 years. It's just one way to define it.
And this, you did a similar piece when Governor Tommy Thompson left office?
Yes, and I should have done it earlier. At the end of Tommy's administration, I did a piece saying that spending, state government spending had doubled, and Tommy didn't like that piece very much, but that's
neither here nor there. This is looking specifically at what the numbers tell us in terms of spending or taxation or whatever the case may be.
It's absolutely fascinating. I've developed 16 numbers, and all they are is numbers that tell us about Governor Doyle's 8 years.
Let's take a listen to Governor Doyle. He was on Wisconsin Public Television's Here and Now, looking back at his 8 years and reflecting on his accomplishments and his priorities. Here's what Governor Doyle had to say.
In tough times, the priorities really make a difference. And everybody knew when I ran that this was about health care and education really moving towards a high-tech economy. And those are the things that we've done.
In fact, I've heard him say that expanding health care and getting more people covered by health care was one of his proudest accomplishments.
And he did indeed do that. The numbers show that the number of residents using our MMA program, which is the health care for the elderly, poor, and disabled, are up 67% in his 8 years. And now we're almost approaching 1 in 5 Wisconsin residents getting all or part of their health care from state government. It's a pretty amazing number. And as you're aware, we're second nationally in the number of residents that do have health care. We're behind only Massachusetts, which has a universal mandatory plan.
So plus 67%.
We went from 693,000 to 1.15 million at the end of November, according to the State Department of Health Services.
Wisconsin residents who get their health care through state government.
Yes.
And he's proud of this.
He's quite proud of this.
Mm-hmm. What about total state spending? That was one of the numbers you pondered.
Yes. Total. You have to look at total state spending because we used to measure just general fund spending. Think of general fund spending as the state government's main checkbook. But you really have to look at all funds, and that went up 32.3%, according to the Legislative Fiscal Bureau. And some of that, we went from $23.4 billion to $30.98 billion. But that number is swollen by our federal stimulus cash. But still, overall annual state spending went up 32.3%. Under the Doyle administration.
He also mentioned in that clip that education was one of his priorities. What did the numbers tell us about spending on education?
Well, let's look at it three different ways. Total state spending on public schools went up 22.6%. By the way, when I did the column, I got an email who correctly said, what was the CPI over the same period?
I don't know what that is.
21%. Okay, now back to your question. State spending on K-12 went up 22.6% from $5 billion to $6.23 billion under Governor Doyle. But there's a couple other numbers that really should be taken into consideration when we're talking about public schools and Governor Doyle. First of all, the number of school districts offering four-year-old kindergarten went up 94%.
That's a lot.
Yes, both DPI Superintendent Tony Evers and Governor Doyle take credit for this. And that's a pretty stunning number. When Governor Doyle came into office, there were 180 school districts that offered K-4. And right now, there are 350. And early childhood is extremely important to both Governor Doyle and Tony Evers. And the numbers show that during the 8 years, 94% more school districts. And then finally, Governor Doyle started the Wisconsin Covenant, which says that if you're an eighth grader and you take pre-college classes, graduate from high school, avoid serious trouble, there will be a slot for you in either a college, a university, or Voc-Tech system, plus some financial aid depending on your family income. And as of a few weeks ago, 71,400 eighth graders had signed up for the Wisconsin Covenant. So when you look at public schools under Governor Doyle, you really have to look at these three numbers.
Yeah. It shows that Governor Doyle did indeed place a priority on education.
Absolutely.
And he, though...
The education governor, to hear him.
Yeah, he wants to be known as the education governor, but he did have to cut back on spending on education or state spending on local education because of the economy.
He did. In one of his final years, I don't think it was, he had to slice it back, and that came with a great deal of pain for the education governor.
Let's listen to Governor Doyle on Wisconsin Public Television talking about taxes.
I've had to listen to the other side on this taxes all the time. When I started, we were the fourth highest tax state in the country after 16 years of Republican governors. We hadn't been out of the top 10 for 20 years. We're now the 15th ranked state. And when you take fees and taxes together, because we're a low fee state, it costs a lot less to register a car in Wisconsin than most places. We're 21st.
So he thinks he did all right when it came to taxes. What did your analysis show?
Well, this is a very hard thing to gauge because different groups, depending on the factors in and out, there is no doubt that Wisconsin has dropped in terms of our tax ranking. I did not score that just because there's so many different ways to measure it and so many different groups measuring it. But there's no doubt that Wisconsin has dropped in terms of its tax ranking. But I did do one thing in terms of, you mentioned health care earlier. I looked at the state tax on a pack of cigarettes because Governor Doyle feels that if you raising the tax on a cigarettes would on a pack of cigarettes would force more teens to not start and more people to quit. And state tax on a pack of cigarettes went up 227% under Governor Doyle. And he would say that's a good thing because more people are quitting or not starting, from 77 cents to $2.52 per pack. And cigarette tax collections, though, went up 119%. The last year for which we have numbers, or no, the expected year this year, the cigarette tax will bring in $644.2 million, which is only about $150 million short of if we raise the sales tax. So that's a pretty interesting number.
We are talking about Governor Doyle's last 8 years in office, and our guest did a by-the-numbers analysis to take a look at how Governor Doyle did when it came to a number of different areas, including health care and education and taxes. And we're welcoming your questions. We're welcoming your observations. What do you think of the Jim Doyle administration? What do you think were some of the best accomplishments, or maybe you have some criticisms? 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Stephen Walters is our guest. He is a senior producer at Wisconsin Eye. His piece, A By-the-Numbers Look at Doyle's 8 Years, appeared in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and it is linked on our website at WPR.org and also on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Checking our weather forecast for today, it is going to be mostly cloudy with decreasing clouds throughout the day. Patchy fog in southwest and south central Wisconsin through mid-morning. We can expect highs today statewide in the 20s. Currently, it's cloudy across much of the state. Superior 14 degrees, Wausau 16. In Green Bay, it's 18, Eau Claire 18. In La Crosse, it's 15, Madison 20. Milwaukee reports scattered clouds and 22 degrees. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Hi, this is Larry Mueller, and I'm inviting you to join our conversations that begin each weekday after 11. We'll talk about your interests and lifestyles. We meet authors and share stories. We look after you and your pet's health, and we keep a watchful eye on consumer ripoffs. It works best when you call in with your questions here on the Ideas Network.
David Wellman,
Dave Mattingly,
Terry Bell,
Kurt Carapezza,
I'm Steve Inske,
Michelle Kellerman, Danielle
Kading, Steve Rysom, Don
Gagne, I'm Renee Montaigne,
I'm Michelle Norris,
and I'm Alyssa Blanc,
I'm Kristen Durst,
I'm Kai Rizdahl,
Philip Reeves,
I'm Steve Henn,
I'm Joel Rose,
Chuck Pernbach,
I'm Dwahli Sykal-Tau,
I'm Linda Gradstein,
Michael Sullivan,
Paul Brown,
Joseph Shapiro,
in Seoul,
Washington,
the Capitol,
Kabul,
the White House,
in Jerusalem,
Paris,
in La Crosse,
in Milwaukee,
Wisconsin Public Radio.
This is Wisconsin Public Radio.
Support for Wisconsin Public Radio comes from Riverfront, empowering and supporting people with disabilities in Wisconsin and Minnesota for more than 30 years. Riverfront, real work, real life, real abilities. Riverfrontinc.org.
This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's coming up on 19 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Monday, December the 27th. Coming up as our state capitol report continues after the news after 7:30, we will take a look at the conclusion of the misconduct case involving former Assembly Speaker Scott Jensen. Scott Jensen agreed to a plea deal last week. He avoids prison, will pay a fine, but we will talk with a guest who is upset, says that Scott Jensen has gamed the system one more time. We welcome in Mike McCabe, the executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, to react to the conclusion of the caucus scandal coming up after 7:30. Right now, we are taking a look back at the 8 years of Governor Jim Doyle. This is Governor Doyle's last full week in office. And our guest, a longtime state capitol reporter, has put together a by-the-numbers look at Governor Doyle's last 8 years. Stephen Walters is with us, and we welcome your assessment of the last 8 years. Did Governor Doyle do a good job or not, in your opinion? What do you think are his greatest accomplishments or areas where you think he was lacking? We have open lines for you. Is nobody listening? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. I would think you get a chance to spot off on the governor's last 8 years that you might have an opinion on that. But it is a holiday week, Stephen Walters, so maybe everybody's going to... Is
you and I that are up right
now. That's right. No, we have a... I think we have a few. In fact, I thought I would...
You do have a few, given your vote last hour on the,
quotes.
I know. You got hundreds of votes.
That's right. So I think people are listening, but maybe not calling. Somebody's calling in, so we'll prod people into calling as well. Let's talk a little bit. We were talking about how Governor Doyle did in terms of taxes. Did our taxes go up or down over the last 8 years? We talked some about the cigarette tax. What about the property tax?
Property tax numbers show that there's the median home out there, and the Legislative Fiscal Bureau measures the net property taxes, how much you actually have to pay on that median home. And remember, our national inflation rate went up 21% over the period of Governor Doyle's term, and the property tax on that median home went up 19%, so slightly less. And that's very timely because we all just got our property tax bills. Thank you very much. And the net property tax bill on that median home was $3,000 just this month. And when Governor Doyle took office, it was about $2,500. So that's an increase of 19%, slightly under the CPI increase. And there's one, as long as we're talking taxes, let's talk about the earned income tax credit. which is a way to deliver tax relief to some of the low income. And let's look at the growth in the Doyle years. And the number of taxpayers who qualify for the earned income tax credit went up 28% in the 8 years of the Doyle terms. And the amount, though, that those taxpayers who qualify for the earned income tax credit receive went up an average of 43%. The average recipient of Wisconsin's earned income tax credit qualified for $467 last year. That would be the tax year 2009. And Wisconsin is one of the few states that has a refundable tax credit, which means if you have no tax liability, we will still send you a check. So those are two other ways to begin to get a feel for the Doyle years in the area of taxes.
And we do have callers now, so let's see what Kamal in Elkhorn has to say. Hi, Kamal.
Hi. I wanted to ask your guest if in the assessment of Governor Doyle, he's taken into account the $200 million judgment against the government for taking the money out of the patient compensation fund, a physician's compensation fund. Has he taken that into account, or is that something that is futuristically deferred?
That's a very good question, and let me tell you about the $200,000 from the medical, the patient's comp fund. That is a liability against the 2011-13 budget. So that's part of our $3.3 billion deficit that the next governor, who's sworn in at noon 1 week from today, and the next members of the Senate and the Assembly. So that's part of our long-term debt. Now, remember, a judge has ruled that $200 million was improperly taken, but a judge is also going to have to specify how much interest, how much lawyer fees, and what period to pay it back. So that's a good question, but the $200 million is a long-term, think of it as a lien on state government.
By the numbers, how is the deficit doing?
Well, I think we're in the year that ends June 30, I think we're about $158 million short of being able to pay bills. But then, and that's just the 2009-11 biennium, Joy. But then this bigger monster is the $3.3 billion, which looms between July 1 of next year and June 30 of 2013.
When Governor Doyle took office in, when the heck was it, 2000?
Governor Doyle took office in January of 2003.
Did we have a deficit then?
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. We're pretty good at running structural deficits, no matter whether it's a D or an R who's a governor. And so Governor Doyle has faced big deficits, tamed them. Now there's a great disagreement over how he tamed them. But he and the members of the Senate and the Assembly have always faced deficits.
He did take some money out of the transportation fund and,
yes,
and devoted it to education, if I recall correctly, 1 year. And you did take a look at the transportation spending, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Transportation spending under Governor Doyle went up 24.8%. That's still above the CPI, from $1.39 billion to $1.74 billion. However, Governor Doyle diverted about $1.3 billion from the Transportation Fund to other programs, and including school aids, Joy, as you alluded to. And he chose to backfill that, often with debt. So the debt service payments from the Transportation Fund went up 108%. In other words, this year, $220 million will go to pay debt service for Transportation Fund borrowing.
Let's take another call from Ben in Milwaukee. Hi, Ben.
Good morning. It was interesting about the question, where I get fired up just a little bit, is I still remember the claim of no new taxes. I think that was even during an inauguration or just beforehand.
Yes, it was.
Right? And so, okay, there were no new taxes. And the one that really sealed the deal, I definitely saw a lot of incremental fees and taxes and less local support. But then when there was a combined reporting, which really devastated a lot of employers, and my former employer, right now is making moves to be out of this state. And so that was, my disappointment with Governor Doyle.
And just a footnote on that, that happened in June of 2009. We were short on being able to pay bills for that budget cycle. Governor Doyle never asked for combined reporting, but it was Democrats in the state Senate who said, we think there is a profound tax fairness issue here. So we're going to push combined reporting. I think it, I think when you score it, it amounts to $180 million upper on our business, on some of our biggest businesses. And combined reporting was something that Democrats in the ledge put on the governor's desk, and he had a deficit, and he signed it.
Thank you very much, Ben, for bringing that up. How about you looked at payments from Indian tribes regarding casinos?
Well, if you remember, this was the first area that he ended up, Governor Doyle ended up getting sued by leaders in the Senate and the Assembly. John Gard and Mary Panzer sued him when he signed what they said were forever deals, sweetheart deals with the tribes. And so I said, how much did payments from tribes to state government go up in the 8 years of Governor Doyle? And they went up 113%. When Governor Doyle took office, the tribes were paying $24.4 million. And this year, they will be paying $52.2 million. And my source on that is the Legislative Fiscal Bureau. In exchange, they got some pretty good deals in that first set of tribal PACs, but they're paying double what they were 8 years ago when Governor Doyle took office.
What about aid to the University of Wisconsin system?
Aid to the UW system. Now, remember, if our CPI increase of 21% is a benchmark, aid to the UW system went up 4.5% from $1.08 billion when the governor took office to $1.12 billion. In the current financial year. So it lagged quite far behind CPI. And that's a major issue for the next governor and the next senators and assembly members that take office 1 week from today, because Chancellor Biddy Martin wants a new program. She's basically saying, give us more autonomy to set salaries, to hire, to purchase, and we'll deliver, since we now bring in $1 billion. That's billion with a B, research dollars.
I think we went through most of them. One of your areas here is the number of adult prison inmates, which did grow, but not by a lot.
Actually, Governor Doyle's his term succeeded in putting the brakes on a soaring number of prison inmates. And last week, the Department of Corrections cited numbers saying the number of adult inmates had actually fallen 7% in the last 3 years. But if you go back over the 8 years of Governor Doyle's term, the number of adult inmates in Wisconsin prisons went up less than 1%, 0.8%.
And finally, how many state capitol reporters are there?
State capitol reporters who have covered all 8 years of the Doyle administration? I think there's six.
Yeah. Well, we have less than a minute to go. What do you see as, the biggest challenge facing the new administration?
Well, I think the biggest challenge is you have $6 billion in public spending on public schools, and you have other commitments of $6 billion, and you have 25 Assembly GOP lawmakers, first-termers, who are saying we need to cut spending. So how do you cut spending?
We'll have to keep on following it with your help. Thanks very much for being here.
Thanks for asking me, Joy.
Stephen Walters is the senior producer at Wisconsin Eye, and we thank him for being here. We thank you for your input. Our State Capitol Report continues after we check the latest news. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.